When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pat Bostic is going to be joining us momentarily here, fighting through traffic, fighting through weather. Are schools delayed today?
Don't know. Probably.
You don't like it? Not as a parent.
No.
As a kid, did you ever have any of those friends? I had this one buddy. It's like, I prefer a two-hour delay because you don't tack it on at the end of the school year.
Of course, how did those people? I'd be like, looking at them like, what?
What?
I want the whole day off.
Yes! What a dork! I don't want it to be tacked on to my summer vacation. That is future Crowley's problem. The current 12-year-old Crowley wants the day off.
I always looked at it like this,
too. I ain't thinking about the future.
They tack it on at the end of the year, and it pushes the date to where you get out for summer break. At the end of the year, what are you doing? That's
exactly right.
You're not really doing anything.
That's exactly right. I might have a book report due today. I'm signing yearbooks on the day you tack on at the end of the year. I could miss the last day. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
So those kids were always lame. And I look across the glass, and I wonder if Nicholas Harry Callis was a snow day kid or a two-hour delay kid.
Day off, yeah.
Good. Any of those kids back then, like you're a preteen or you're a teenager. Oh, well, by summer vacation. Who cares? It's in like 5 months.
Right. Get up out of here.
I ain't thinking about 5 months from now. I'm thinking about today. I'm thinking about what homework. Like the night before is always great. Like sometimes you roll those dice. Do you ever roll the dice where you're like, I got X, Y, or Z due tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
Looks like it's going to snow. I don't think I'm going to do it, and I'm just going to hope. I'm going to hope the forecast was right. I'm going to hope Mary Hour is on her ish and that she nailed this thing. Joe DiNardo. Oh, blast from the past. Is he still doing it?
Come on.
What?
Come on, man.
What?
He's gone.
Gone, gone?
Yes.
I asked if he was still on TV, yes. And you're telling me he's passed
gone.
Away.
He's gone.
Seriously. When did that happen? Where have I? Was that recent?
No.
2018? Where have I been?
I don't know. You do this a lot, though.
I do. I'm not good with knowing who's dead and alive. I'm really not. It's one of my blind spots. Yes, Callis?
You're having an off day today.
Am I? Seems par for the course to me.
Now you're getting into his head.
It's 7:05, right? Is it 7:05?
7:06.
Oh. Time to make the call. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Those premiums, 724-443-5610.
We've run into
a situation here where I don't know whether to start the Steelers topic without Bostic or wait for Bostic to start the Steelers topic and then have to reset the topic once he comes in. Do it twice.
I think we wait.
You think Bostic's on a two-hour delay?
He's on a few-minute delay, which I don't blame him. I mean, it took all of us, I'm sure, longer to get in today than it normally does because of the snow and the ice. I feel like the threshold for a snow day has actually, I think it's lessened.
Decreased?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the day, I feel like you needed to get a good 6 inches.
Well, I think, I mean, now you can have a snow. I don't remember having a day off for weather whenever it was just cold. Like it had to be snow.
Yes.
They'll have days off where it's like, oh, it's below 20 degrees. Like we don't want the kids at the bus stop to freeze.
How are you supposed to get tough?
Right.
How are you supposed to go sit out in the weather for an AFC championship game?
Crowley told us about toughness.
I'm a tough guy. How can you expect your kid to wave that terrible towel in 20-degree weather whenever the New England Patriots come to town?
I will say this, Crowley. My kids and all of their friends, and I think it's a kid thing. At least, you know, my sons, they all wear shorts all year round. Like, I have to beg my kids to put on sweatpants or pants. Like, they wear shorts to school. Like, today they'll wear shorts.
What is that?
All of their friends wear shorts.
What is that? I used to do that too. Stupid.
I'm like, what are you? I'm like, put some pants on. They're like, no. It's not. I'm like, aren't you cold? They're like, no.
My thought process back then was always, well, I'm in the car, then I get out of the car, then I go to school. They're not letting us outside. I'm going to be in warm places. I only got to be cold for like 30 seconds. Now, I'm wearing pants, a sweatshirt. I wear a tassel cap in my house in the wintertime.
Ice cream shorts. They all wear ice cream shorts.
What's an ice cream short?
It's just like a big ice cream cone or whatever. Ice cream on their shorts. Like it's this brand of ice cream shorts. They all wear them.
They sound like boxer shorts.
They're like swim trunks almost.
What are we doing?
I know. Look them up. You'll be like, what?
I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
But first we talk to John in Connecticut about what we don't know. Hi, John.
Wow. You guys are talking about getting to school. I was going to talk about Tomlin, but I mean, we used to walk to school every day, and I grew up
both ways, uphill.
Uphill both ways, Brookline Boulevard. Walk up it in the snow, rain, sleet, whatever.
You got something on Tomlin?
I did. You guys were talking about people that struggled after they left there. I think Tomlin is the reason that these guys are okay when they're in Pittsburgh. His culture keeps them in line, and then when they leave, nobody else knows how to handle them. And you go right down the list.
I think you can make a compelling case for that, dude. So many of these guys have gone elsewhere and just not been able to figure it out at all. I mean, Chase Claypool was an unmitigated disaster in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's not like they looked at him as, you know, one of these trade deadline acquisitions. Like, the Steelers look at Mike Williams. Like, okay, he's added depth and he'll come along slow. They gave up a second-round pick for that guy and couldn't get Bupkis out of him.
You bring up Mike Williams. I live in New York. How happy was Mike Williams to come to Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin and not deal with the crap that goes on at the New York Jets?
I was going to ask this question. It's a good point, John, and thank you so much for the call. It said you're from Connecticut. You're telling me you're from New York. I have to hang up on you. I don't know what to believe. I don't trust you, John.
Grew up in Pittsburgh.
So he says.
In Brooklyn.
Well, I don't even know if his name's John Thorin. Do you think Hard Knocks makes the Steelers a more sexy free agent destination?
For sure.
I think so, too.
I do wonder how many guys do watch Hard Knocks during the season, though.
Did you ever watch it back in the day?
I'm trying to think. Well, it was always training camp. So we'd be in the hotel. And maybe I would put it on.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't pay attention to, like, Yeah.
Like, that coach is a boob. That coach is not a boob.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. I think the guys will go home on their days off, like Monday night, whenever they have Tuesdays off, and then catch up on the following or the past previous week and be like, man, Mike Tomlin, wow, the Steelers, like, look at him motivating. Look at Zach Taylor not motivating. And John Harbaugh sounds like he's like 90 years old.
I cannot believe the lack of energy that Harbaugh had.
Crazy.
Did you watch like Sunday Night Football and Thursday Night Football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On mute?
No.
Do you like John Madden?
Loved him.
Texter, they have virtual learning now, so if you get a snow day, a lot of times you still have class. That sucks.
Yes. My kids would be in their room, and you just hear the teacher in the background.
Oh, like, that's terrible. Yeah. What happened to society?
Uh-huh.
These ice cream shorts look pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, they all of my kids have them.
Those are fire. I could not pull those off even in my youth, but they look pretty cool. They look pretty cool, the ice cream shorts.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool.
All right. We've killed enough time. We'll talk Steelers more with Pat Bostic coming up next. Do you buy what John had to say, or at least we think his name is John, that Tomlin's actually handled these wide receivers well? You know, I think it's an oft-thrown-around criticism of Tomlin that he has enabled guys. My argument, John's argument, is he's done well and then these guys leave and they suck. How do you come down on this? 412-928-9370.
I really think that's a good point, though. It would make the Steelers. We talked about Hard Knocks and Tomlin, you know, making him look like the, you know, the coach of the year candidate. But I think it's a really good point to bring up. Like, will it make the Steelers look like a great destination as a free agent? But also, you know that there's college players watching Hard Knocks and being like, man, I wish I was drafted by the Steelers. Like, that's different. And they have no control clearly in that, unless you're, you know, undrafted free agent and you hope to sign with them. But like, I guarantee majority of the college football players out there right now that are entering the draft or even juniors or sophomores that have a chance are like, I would do anything to play for the Steelers. So that culture's being set and brainwashed almost as a young players. And then, you know, whenever guys go through their first contract and then their second contract, maybe want to come to Steelers.
Yeah.
Long, 8-10 years from now.
Did you notice to that end, the meeting room for the Browns, the meeting room for the Bengals, yeah, meeting room for the Ravens, all fancy, kind of look like college, right, where all that money gets poured into it. And the Steelers, all the guys sitting there in folding chairs.
Yeah.
And they're all hanging on Tomlin's every single word. Like, the facilities ain't great.
Mm-mm.
I mean, look at the NFLPA report card from last year. But guys do want to play for Tomlin. Now, Pony made the point yesterday. He said, if the Steelers lose the Browns, everyone's going to forget about how much they love Tomlin after watching the show. Yeah, there's no question about that. Like, you got to win games. You got to win a playoff game. I have a take on that, actually, coming up next. And Pat Bostick will be joining us as he battles through the snow. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money for you. Pat Bostic, ladies and gentlemen, joining us until 10 o'clock today. Very generous with his time. Doran and Pat, we're talking about Pitt's potential bowl destinations. We can't let cats out of the bag. If you know, can't say anything. If you don't know, if you're just speculating, still probably can't say anything. Doran's begging that it'll wind up being in, like, San Diego. You ever been to San Diego, Pat?
San Diego?
A whale's vagina.
Have you ever been?
I have not been to San Diego. Have you?
Yeah, Rookie Symposium was there.
Ah, Rookie Symposium.
Talk to me about the Rookie Symposium. What do they do there? Just tell you, hey, don't do stupid stuff?
Yeah, they show all kinds of nasty videos, too, about, like, you know, intercourse.
What?
Yeah.
Like health. This went downhill quickly.
I'm just saying. This is exactly where I wanted it to be.
And it scares you a little bit. Yeah.
What? Like, here's a banana, here's a condom, that kind of thing?
Worse than that.
So it's like a sex ed class?
There's a part of it, yeah. And then there's, you know, there's the financial part of financial advising. Yeah. It's just like how to...
Makes sense, right?
How to handle yourself of being a professional athlete, because it is way different. Like, everybody wants a piece of you, and it is... You watch the movies like Any Given Sunday and all those movies, like, it is... That's pretty accurate.
You've told me that before. Like, it's... Well, like,
people look up your picture on the website, and they'll be waiting for you in the hotel lobby whenever you travel. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It's serious.
Interesting.
Doesn't sound bad, though. Wouldn't have minded it.
Just saying. You got to be careful.
Crowley strolling into the lobby. Bunch of groupies waiting for
him. Oh, no, that happens for radio.
It does.
Yeah,
it
people
does.
Look you up. Yeah. Well, now they see you on the YouTube stream.
Right.
And ladies just throw themselves at me in the streets.
Especially when you wear a hat like that.
Right. Dick Max is my hat. It's a pub in Ireland.
Is it?
My buddy Connor Lynch, his family going way back when in Dingle, Ireland, his family... I guess it used to own it or owned it. I don't know. It's a place where you can go to get your shoe shined and get a pint of Guinness.
Nice.
They do things a little different in Ireland.
That's an ideal, like, morning right there.
Right? My shoes are getting shined. I got
Guinness,
a pint. Maybe get myself
Jameson.
A bag of Tay-tos.
Yeah, Tay-tos.
Not bad. It's a great day. All right. I said I wanted to throw a take out there, right? So I was fawning all over Mike Tomlin after Hard Knocks. I think he's the
you
star
and everybody
of the
else.
Show. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see why guys get motivated by him, why guys
Absolutely.
Want to play for him. You can see why he's been as successful as he's been. Well, Pony comes on in the afternoon and says, yeah, that's all nice. It's all well and good. You lose to the Browns. You lose all the cred. I'm not going to argue with that. The wins and losses matter a lot more than Mike Tomlin being captivating and charismatic on a television show that really amounts to just being NFL propaganda that they have final creative control on. That being said, I'm going to be very careful and delicate how I choose my words here. I am not going to give the Steelers a pass if they lose to the Browns. But I have learned my lesson. Absolutely eviscerated them on Friday after they did lose to the Browns in the first game between these two clubs. Then they come out and they beat Cincinnati, and they look the part to me of a team that can win the AFC. If the Steelers lose to the Browns, yes, I will be very critical of them. But if the end-all be-all this year for the Steelers is to win a playoff game, is to hopefully have a chance to play for a Super Bowl now, as the goalposts have moved and things have changed. So many Steelers fans say, well, Tomlin's 9-3, they're 9-3, nothing matters when a playoff game. Why would I kill them that much then if it ain't the playoffs? If the regular season wins don't matter, then why don't I just wait for the playoffs to either heap praise on them or to crush them, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Am I making sense?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I'll be critical of them if they lose the Browns. Of course, how can you not be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't lose the Browns. They haven't been swept by the Browns in 32 years. Don't get swept by the Browns. But I'm going to try not to get too over my skis for these wins, and I'm going to try not to plunge into the depths of hell if they lose some games, because all that matters really are the playoffs, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you just saw what that team is capable of doing. You always use the analogy of, all right, your kid brings home an A, 1 9 weeks, and then the next 9 weeks they bring home a C. It's like, no, you brought home an A the first time. Bring home an A again. Why are you bringing home a C? Like, you saw what they can do against Cincinnati after bouncing back after a loss. I don't think that a loss to the Browns is acceptable at all.
No, I'll be pissed. I'll be way pissed.
That's very unacceptable.
I'll call them out for the flaws and the issues, but I'm not going to pretend like it's going to have anything to do with the next week against Philly, because I don't know that it does. Like, I'm going to be careful with my projecting, I guess is what I'm saying.
I think they could lose to good teams. Well, I mean, how many games are left? But, like, Philly's a good team. Kansas City's a good team. Baltimore's a good team. I could live with those losses. Not all three, but, like, I mean, I could live if they lost to those teams. But if you lose to the Browns again, that is
no,
just...
it's a problem.
I think if this was, like, week 5 or 6, I would probably think your take's a little bit more valid. But they got... what, 4 games?
Five
games left. And Cincinnati, Cleveland, Baltimore, Philly, Kansas City. Not in that order, obviously. You win 3 of them, you probably win the division.
Oh, yeah.
But if you lose this game, there's a chance you lose 4 games.
Like I said, I'm not giving them a pass.
Yeah. I think within the context of the current state of affairs, this is you cannot lose this game.
I understand that. But so it's live and die with every game?
Now, here's my question. Like, would you rather have a first-round bye? Or win a wild card game?
First round bye.
Yeah. So, like, this nonsense about winning a playoff game, like, win the right playoff, like, advance.
Well,
like,
yeah, so that just, was...
Oh, well, yeah, we're going to lose to the Browns, then we beat Miami in the wild card game, you know, wild card game, and then it all is good, you know, because we didn't win the division. Like, win the division.
Okay,
you got a 2-game lead right now.
If you take care of the Browns, yeah.
Right.
And you have the tiebreaker.
And you got Baltimore in Baltimore, and then Murderer's Row. And then Joe Burrow get in Pittsburgh. And they're probably not going to be playing for anything, given what transpired last week. But all things being equal, I think Baltimore's road's easier than Pittsburgh's.
Sure. But the math's against them.
It is against them, but it's with if their favor if you lose to Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You can't lose to Cleveland.
No.
No,
there's
you can't.
Pass given.
No, I'm not giving a pass if they lose to Cleveland.
You're trying to work through it.
Thank you. I am trying to work through it, and I appreciate your patience. Texter on today's show, Crowley finds his brain. I'm just saying, I fell into the depths of hell when they lost to the Browns. And then I came out on Monday and said, this team can wind up going to the Super Bowl. And I feel like we are going down the stretch here, and there's going to be this emotional roller coaster. And I'm telling you guys right now that I am reformed, I am changed, and I'm going to try to not let this affect my mental health.
Did you? So I was.
That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. I think the team we saw in Cleveland,
it's an aberration,
and the team it is, but it isn't, because the team we saw in Cincinnati was different than the team we've seen all year, in my opinion. They were much more aggressive. They pushed the ball down the field. They threw first to open up the run. But the narrative was to Mike Tomlin, right? Do you want to play in more shootouts? No, we'll slow it down to avoid that. You're going to have to win those games.
Okay.
What I saw against Cincinnati was that's how you're going to win a Super Bowl in 2024.
Wait, time out. Everybody time out. I want to get into this more in depth, because Tomlin talked about it on his Tuesday press conference. And we've run out of time here in this segment. So I like exactly where the conversation is.
It took 6 hours to explain why they can lose to Cleveland. So
I didn't say I'm giving them a pass if they lose to Cleveland. I'm just saying for my own mental health, I can't go right? Up and down and up and down and up and down.
Congratulations on your mental health.
Thank you.
What?
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You call in on that Fan Hotline, maybe we let you host the show.
I don't know that I'm ever comfortable playing in a shootout. It's just my background, my expertise, to be quite honest with you. I respect offenses and talented players, and I acknowledge when we're faced with stiff challenges, but it doesn't mean that I'll ever be comfortable in those circumstances. I have certain expectations because of my professional journey on defense that I expect us to slow those things down and minimize some of that. The rare instances that we don't, I'm thankful that we have an offense that's capable of matching it.
So Mike Tomlin says he doesn't want to play in shootouts. Acknowledging that his offense can is different than saying that you want it to happen. And the Steelers have forged their identity this year by running the football top 10 in the league and doing that. And then they want to play good defense, and they got great special teams. The question is, should they not welcome more shootouts, Doran? Like, should they want to be that team? We're going to ground and pound you, and then we're going to play action pass off. It will kill you with the pass that way. Or should they be more the team that they were against Cincinnati, which is, hey, we're going to throw the ball 27 times in the first half?
I think it should be specific, and that's how it's been. It's been from the start. It's been game plan specific. And, you know, if you can – if you were a defensive player, what would you want your offense to do? How would your – I mean, would it matter? Like, I would want my offense – well, it depends. It depends on how much faith I have in my offense and the production in it. If I would love a shootout mentality because then I could spin my ears back if we get a lead.
Right.
But
I'm right there.
You're right, yeah.
Get
right.
a lead, man.
Get a lead.
Play aggressive to start and let those guys pin. You saw what happened against Cincinnati.
They never had a chance. Cincinnati had a chance, but they never really had a chance.
Right.
Because they created that gap with scoring points. The Steelers did.
I think when you're paying your defense what you're paying the Steelers defense, and you've got Russell Wilson playing at the level he's playing at right now, I think you can be more aggressive than they are at times is probably what I would say. It doesn't mean you line up four wide and just go to 2 minute drill to start the game and just pitch and catch. But I think that the mentality going into Cincinnati was that it was a must win game. Just knowing all, and they knew that, right? They knew that going into it. And I like to see them treat every game on the way out like that because it's like, It showed to me the potential of this offense. For the first time, I saw that consistent production from the passing game. Consistent production. And then it opened up the run game late. And they were able to finish the game. I mean, that's – who knows? The Super Bowl might be 13-10. I don't know. But
– thanks for not taking a shot there,
Pat. You're welcome. It's staring me right in the face, too, by the way, on that chair over there. But, that was – I want to see more of that. And again, it wasn't caution to the wind, but it was, we know we have to score. And if you it works both ways. If you trust your defense, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. All things being equal, having all the depth that they have now with hopefully Highsmith and the whole group back out on the perimeter.
I think that, you know, what you just said, you want to see more of it, guys. Like, I think that they're going to have to do that from here on out. Because you know the Browns are going to want to create a shootout. I mean, that's how they've been playing with Jameis Winston. I mean, he almost had 500 yards twice in two games, one against the Saints, one last week. I know they didn't win those games, but they're going to want to have a shootout type game. It's going to be 50 degrees here in Pittsburgh on Sunday and sunny. Philly's going to want to have a shootout game. Kansas City's going to want to have a shootout game. Cincinnati, again, I mean, who knows? But Baltimore, probably, if you're Baltimore, how are you going to approach? That's going to be the one game where it's like, all right, how do we game plan specific to this game? Because we know how it went the first time. How is it going to go on the opposite side this time?
Do you feel like in those division games, like if the first one's low scoring, the second one sometimes is a little higher scoring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because you're trying to, you know, it's chess, right? You're, okay, like, what did we do wrong? And do we want to drag this game in the mud? And are they thinking the same way? Are they thinking that they want to approach and attack the same way as last time because they did win the game and that worked for them? And did we do the same things that they're doing, or should we switch it up and just... But that's the only way you can do that is if you have a multiple offense. And the Ravens have a multiple offense. The Steelers have a multiple offense. So you kind of can pick your poison if you're the Steelers. Mike Tomlin doesn't like doing that, but they can. And I think that they will majority of the games, the rest of the games on the schedule.
Yeah, he can say what he wants about how comfortable or uncomfortable he feels playing those kind of games. They threw the ball 27 times first half, like because they knew that the game necessitated that. So you do it. Necessity, mother of invention, things of that nature. Not for nothing, Steelers first in the league in time of possession at 32 minutes and 42 seconds. And actually the last three games, they've held it for 34 minutes a game, which I would have thought it would have been different, that it would have been more with Justin Fields. The thing, Pat, you brought up, like, you don't want to throw caution to the wind. The great thing about the way Russ is playing is, okay, he threw the pick six. Should have been a penalty. Boy, were they yelling about that on Hard Knocks on the sideline. And, yeah, it absolutely should have been.
Yeah.
He threw the ball as much as he did. They scored as much as they did. Apart from that, he never put the ball in harm's way. Like, him throwing the ball a bunch, you're not necessarily throwing caution to the wind. That's the beauty of Russell Wilson. And that was the hypothesis that you had at the very beginning, Doran. Like, are they going to let Russ throw the ball? Are they going to be ground and pound and protect the thing? Well, Russ was always going to protect it no matter how many times he threw it. That's the beauty of Russell Wilson. And he's changed the entire dynamic here.
Well, he has. And, you know, we talked about it last week, average touchdowns per game, offensive touchdowns per game. Steelers were at 2. They scored 4. in that game. And if you look at just Super Bowl scores over the years, I mean, Kansas City scored 25 last year, 38 the year before that. It was 23-20 the year before that. Tampa Bay 31-31. I mean, 41 in 2018. Like, the outliers are the 13-3 game in 2019 when New England beat the Rams and Jared Goff. Like, those are the outlier games. You've got to score offensive touchdowns. And, you know, I love time of possession. I'm a believer in time of possession. You know who led the NFL in time of possession last year? Cleveland.
Ha! Huh.
Now, Buffalo was second. Chicago was third last year in time of possession. So, it's important if you're scoring. And time of possession means next to nothing against good teams if you're not scoring. You've got to cash in. And it's got to be touchdowns, not field goals.
I brought this stat up a whole bunch just over the course of the year, but only one playoff game last season did a winner score fewer than 25 points. And that was the AFC Championship between the Ravens and the Chiefs. Every other game, the winner had more than 25 points. You got to score. You absolutely have to score. 412-928-9370. You want to chime in? We'll get more into this. And what could be the roadblock to the Steelers being an AFC champion coming up at 8 o'clock? We've got Bill Hillgrove, the voice of the Pitt Panthers, coming up next, talking about that Pitt-Mississippi State game and where Pitt goes from here. Back into the Steelers at 8 o'clock. Right now, though, it's the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And we are joined by the voice of the Pittsburgh Panthers, the legend, Mr. Bill Hillgrove. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing?
Pretty good, but after that experience last night, I'm not so sure. They got to bounce back. I got a text from a Pitt fan. Was that Mississippi State or was that the 85 Lakers that the Pitt faced last night? They lost the game in every way. They got out-physical, out-hustled, out-shot, out-defended. They ran into a buzzsaw, and I guess you can have things happen like that, but, you know, it's the measure of the person, how you bounce back. And they're going to try to bounce back as they start their ACC schedule on Saturday.
Yeah, Bill, are they built to bounce back? I mean, I know it's only been so many games, but you could kind of, you know, identify the identity of a team in any sport, really, through the first couple games and seeing what they're made of and what they're capable of. Is this team made to bounce back in a true fashion to show that, like, hey, this was just a one-off type game and, you know, we still are a good basketball team?
Yeah, I think you have to take that tack. Coach was worried about their physicality, and he was worried about their offensive rebounding, and he said they averaged 14 a game. Well, they had 16 last night. But if you look at the ancillary stats on that game, they're off the chart. Points in the paint, second chance points. I mean, they just got beat in every way. I think they could have used some of Damian Dunn's toughness, but, you know, he's only one player. And I thought as the game went on, it was Jalen Lowe against the world. And, you know, one guy can't do it. He tried his best, but they just got outplayed.
You know, they often say styles make fights, Billy. Would you qualify that game as just a bad matchup for Pitt? I know you can't control who you'd face in the postseason, but would you is that how you'd sum it up?
Yeah, I kind of think so. You know, and let's face it, you know, the facts don't lie. The SEC dominated that challenge this year. Now, that having been said, let's see how many teams each conference gets in the big dance in March. And then maybe you can make a better determination as to the relative strength and weakness of the two leagues. But, you know, it's certainly not looking good for the ACC right now, but a lot of basketball left. And now it's time to go to your conference, take care of business, and try to make the big dance and get off that bubble. Last year they were on the wrong side of the bubble and got snubbed. I don't think that's going to happen to this team.
Bill, switching gears a little bit, and you've seen so many dynamics of college football year in and year out. And you know, this year for all of us, it's a new kind of structure. It's a new way of doing things with the 12-team playoff. Are you personally excited to see how this is going to all roll out at the end of the day? Or are you in more favor of the old school form of college football and, you know, the BCS era?
Yeah, you know how I'm wired, Doran. I'm kind of a traditionalist. okay, you expand it to 12, and so you allow more teams in. But then you're also, you know, it doesn't matter how many teams you put in that playoff, somebody gets snubbed. And so there's still going to be that gnashing of teeth. But let's just see how it works out, and we'll go from there. But, gosh, I'm old school. I'd just soon not change too much.
So, Billy, you guys are down in Starkville right now. You head to Blacksburg this afternoon, I think, or later this morning. What's your scouting report on the Hokies? They lost last night. And does this qualify as a must-win game for Pitt coming off the heels of a tough loss?
I think it's a must-win, but there's pressure on Pitt now because of a couple of factors. Pitt traditionally does not play well at Castle Coliseum in Blacksburg, and the Hokies are coming off a five-game losing streak, and I think they'll be loaded for bear. And so the Panthers are probably going to have to match their physicality and just get back to doing what made them good. I listened to Curtis's analysis, and he said too many times last night, the ball is sticking. We're not moving it. We're not getting people in the right positions. And, you know, I think we were kind of taken aback by their physicality. And, of course, the two teams were allowed to play. That reminded me of an old Big East game, the physicality. But you got to match it. And if the officials are going to call it that way, you better adjust or you're going to face problems.
Bill, safe travels. We really appreciate the time, and we will talk to you next week.
Well, and one more thing, Adam. There's going to be a practice as soon as they land in Roanoke today. And Curtis wisely has said, Bill, why don't you and I skip that one? And I think for a lot of reasons, because I think Jeff Capel's going to have a strong message for certain people on that club. And I don't think we want to be there to share that. It's none of our business. We'd just soon do something else. We may take a tour of downtown Roanoke.
There you go.
Nice.
I've historic
done that.
Roanoke.
I've done that.
One of the original American cities, correct?
Yeah, good. Bill, that's a good idea. You might find yourself on the end line running wind sprints.
Right.
We don't need that.
And I said to my brother John, who does our engineering, I said, you know, when we got beat by BYU on the way to Hawaii, where we won the Rainbow Classic, but in the meantime, there was what they call the Christmas Day Massacre, and it was a practice that Paul Evans devised without a basketball, and several players got sick at that practice, and I'm glad I wasn't there. So I think skipping today's practice, or as Myron would say, eschewing today's practice, I think is a capital idea.
Billy, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Billy.
All right. Thank you. Always enjoy.
What a guy.
Man, you know what? He just, and I almost got chills a little bit. I remember like high school basketball, and you know, you had a bad game and the coach was pissed at you, and you walk into the gym the next day and you didn't see a basketball in sight. You already knew what the deal was.
You're running lines.
Oh my goodness. That happened a couple times in high school. And I remember walking in and being like, oh my goodness, there's no basketballs here. We're just running the whole time. The worst feeling ever. Oh.
Yeah, I played so well that I never had to do that. I also wasn't on the team.
But you could beat Shaq in a free throw contest right in front of a whole arena.
He's
right.
Probably missed 500,000 more free throws than me in his life.
Yeah, he's also probably made 500,000 more free throws than you in his life too.
No comment.
Did you tell him about the whole Pitt deal that you made up?
No. It's not made up. It's real. So I went. My buddy Nick, a huge Pitt fan,
right.
Season ticket holder, went to the
just
Peterson.
Like the rest of your family.
Uh-huh. Went to the Peterson Event Center for a football recruiting event.
Yeah.
Way back when. And they invited a handful of people onto the court to have a three-point shooting competition that I won by hitting 6 out of 10 three-point shots. And he doesn't think that this happened.
I believe it.
It's not like I went 10 for 10. It was all from the top of the key. And I'm not, I would never, if I went out there in an open gym now and shot 10 three-pointers, I'm not making 6. But I did that day.
What's the difference back then than now?
Clutch gene, baby. There were people in the arena.
Apparently it went away. He passed the clutch gene on.
Roanoke Island Colony was founded by English explorer Sir Walter Raleigh.
Actually a pretty cool town.
1585 is when Roanoke was founded. But then it was found deserted. In 18 or 1590.
Good bar there.
Yeah?
Dick Max.
Do they have a Dick Mac's there?
No.
What's it called?
It's not a chain. It's Thomas Jefferson.
I didn't know that Virginia Tech had lost five straight basketball games.
Yeah, me either.
I think that's a good thing.
It probably is.
I know Bill. So they're gonna come. They're gonna come ready.
Well, they're gonna win at some. You know, they're gonna win a game.
Yeah,
when
you come off of a loss like that, you start to look at all variables and trends, and you tend to think that they're not in your favor. So Pitt will bounce back Saturday. Last night was just a buzzsaw.
It happens. It does. I mean, it's a long season. I'm not making excuses for him. You don't want that to. Oh, no. What? I confused Roanoke, Virginia with Roanoke, North Carolina. Son of a. Fan weather's
the power of Wikipedia.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, geez. I totally did do that. What an idiot. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 24 Chevy EV models. Oh,